From Juneau through Anchorage and up to Fairbanks, the weather forecast for the rest of the week better resembles California than Alaska. South Central residents are embracing the sunny skies and warm weather, especially enthusiastically, after suffering through one of the coolest, rainiest summers on record. John Papanow, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Anchorage, has a new report out that takes a look at why summers in South Central are so variable, especially in recent years. It's called The Agony and Ecstasy of South Central Summers. Hi, John.
Good afternoon.
So, first things first, how long is this nice weather going to last?
Yeah, you know, the current model runs that we use to forecast show this ridge of high pressure that we're having centered over the Gulf of Alaska extending up through the state, probably at least through Friday, potentially through the weekend, although I would put a question mark by the weekend. You know, the models that far out can have problems, but looking pretty good for the whole week.
Well, that sounds great. How unusual is it for it to be so sunny and warm in mid-September?
It is quite unusual. You know, normally from roughly mid-August through September is our rainy season, and when it's not raining, it's usually pretty cloudy, as most long-term residents know. I look back at some of the historical data, and interesting enough, one of the early years, 1979, was pretty warm, at least for the first 10 days of September was pretty warm and pretty clear skies. There's been some warmer September since then, like 2005 was pretty warm. 1995 was actually a tied for the warmest September in recent decades. However, that was quite cloudy, and so what it did, the cloud cover actually made it warmer at night. So when we go to average the daytimes and the nighttime temperatures, it brought up the monthly temperature and made it quite warm. So just because the war is warm during the month doesn't necessarily mean it's cloud-free and non-rainy.
So by contrast, this glorious weather that we're having right now, why was this summer so terrible?
That is a good question, and I haven't really resolved why it was bad. And we know, you know, from time to time we get some. 2008 was the most recent one, and that was actually cooler. Cloud cover was probably fairly identical, but that was definitely a cooler June, July, and August period. The actual reason why, I really don't know. There's a couple of kind of guesses of why it might be. The big picture, when we look at the weather and the storm track during the summer, it can shift different directions. When we have cold ones, it looks like some of the time we get this area of lower pressure, which is persistent over the Bering even during the summer, shifts a little bit further west into the western Alaska, and that brings cold air from the Arctic area down through either through western Alaska into south central, or it wraps around through the eastern Bering and then in the northern Gulf, and then it gets moved, transported back into south central through the southerly winds that we typically get. So I'm still working on why, you know, we get warm summers and cool summers.
Well, I was reading through your report, The Agony and Ecstasy of South Central Summers, earlier, and it seems like the only consistent thing is the inconsistency. Is there any way to explain the variability of South Central summers when you look back at weather records?
No, that's very difficult. You know, there is some very modest correlation or relationship with things like the water temperature out in the Pacific, although it's not a real strong relationship, so we can't really use that as to forecast. There's other things that may be going on higher up in what we call the stratosphere, which is generally, let's say, about 10 miles and above, which is still part of the atmosphere. There can be different things going on in terms of solar fluxes, and there's a lot of speculation out there in the research community. What's going on in terms of not only just Alaska but the whole North Pacific area, winter and summer. And people look at things like regime shifts, where we have major pattern changes over, you know, periods of decades and that kind of thing. And there's just a lot of uncertainty of what is really going on and what's controlling it. So I think there's multiple factors there.
John Papanow is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Anchorage.